Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you, class, for being with us today. And just wanted to welcome Gwyneth. Gwyneth Isaacs is United States only radio correspondent from Australia, full-time correspondent. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, really, really well. You know, I just wanted to give you an update. Gwyneth, have you ever talked with Lindley privately on the telephone? Have you ever done that?
I might have once or twice, but I have emailed her.
Yeah. Well, she made the news. She made the NBC, National Broadcasting Company news. In California, she and some of her friends had a protest in front of the mayor's house in Los Gatos, California, and they had a bullhorn. And and they were kind of frosted about how the mayor, well, the mayor has a son who is reportedly homo. And so the mayor is pro-homo, and they have these gay stripes on the sidewalk. So, you know, they, I guess if you wanted to paint or if I wanted to paint. Yeah,
I
mean, that'd be vandalism. I'm sorry, what was that?
I think I saw that on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard it.
So the mayor.
I think I heard it.
So the mayor thinks it's appropriate to vandalize the sidewalks and paint these multicolored stripes, which indicate perversion is welcome here in Los Gatos, California, where Lindley lives. And so the news picked it up, and there is a small group, very small group of people, with one with a bullhorn chanting, and they were interviewed, or one of them was interviewed, and it was, you know, we're sick of it. We're sick of this homo agenda. We don't want it, and we want it to stop. And so the police came, one police car, as I saw it, and informed the protesters about the noise ordinance. So it's really kind of neat that Lindley is, you know, I've mentioned that she is a USA Prepares Lady Gladiator. And here we are. Here we are. So she puts her money where her mouth is, and she's out there, you know, risking or being arrested to let the world know this is unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable. They want, I think they want the mayor's husband arrested for assault, and they're demanding that the city council or all or part be dismissed, the mayor be fired, and it's great. And so I had a chat with Lindley when she first started broadcasting, and I explained how it worked in Virginia and how it's impossible. It's impossible to get city council to pay attention to you. You know, you can have letters to the editor. You can take out ads in the paper. You can have petitions. You can show up at the meetings. But they've already made their mind up, you know, before the meeting as to what's going to happen. Whatever the agenda is, they've already figured it out. I said the only way to reverse that is when you make it personal and you do what the police do. So when the police come to pull over a car, they come in mass, you know, multiple police cars, and they gang up on you at your location, wherever that happens to be, or they come to your house in the middle of the night and those kinds of things. Well, I explained to her that That's what happened in Virginia. And nothing worked until it became personal to the Board of Supervisors meetings, which is like the committee men, the councilmen, those kinds of. They have all kinds of names for those people who allegedly represent us. But when you bring it to their door, to their home, then it becomes frightening to them. Then they realize you're not kidding. And that's when action is taken. So the city council meetings have gone from in-person meetings to virtual meetings because the city council is terrified. At least I think they are. So that's the story about Lindley. Any comments about one of your fellow lady gladiators, Gwyneth?
Yeah, I think that she's doing her absolute best to change what she can while she's there. And I think that's probably a good thing because, you know, I have fled for my life from locations in the past. I've done that a couple of times. And I've been all over this big country. And I have people sometimes saying, why don't you leave Victoria? Things are getting so bad there. And I said, well, wherever I go, it's going to be just the same. So, or if it's not now, it's going to be eventually. So, you know, I think that she is still planning to leave California. But I think that it's a good thing that she's trying to change what she can while she's there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely does make sense. And, you know, things are really kind of nuts. In Philadelphia, and I know you've got something very important to talk about, so I just want to tie all this together a little bit. So here's what's happening. People are just looking the other way. And there was a man who was accused of raping a woman on a Philadelphia transit train. And so what did the people on this train car do? So this 35-year-old alleged rapist, Fiston Ngoy, F-I-S-T-O-N Ngoy, N-G-O-Y, 35 years old, he was in the United States illegally since 2015. He overstayed his student visa, and he wasn't deported even after criminal conviction. So he was charged with raping a woman in public in Philadelphia, and police said bystanders did nothing but pull out their phones and film the attack. Finally, an off-duty transit worker intervened and called the police for help. But nobody called 911. Nobody said, I got Lucille with me, and I'll just take care of it. I'll just tap this guy in the back of the head and, you know, just get his attention. Nobody did anything except pull out their smartphones and film this. That's what happened. So we have become a nation of sheep, pansies, perverts, parasites, pedophiles, and fat and lazy people. That's what we have become. And it's absolutely upsetting and unacceptable. Where are the men? Where are the men? Where are the men? The grandfathers, the fathers, the sons, where are they? Where are they? So enough is enough. We've got to stop the violence. We have to stop the pedophiles. We have to stop the rapists. We have to stop the transgenders. We have to stop the homos. Don't feed the homos. And when I say that, some people say, well, it's what they do in their bedrooms, okay? No, it's not okay. If they're perverted, they're perverted in their bedrooms and outside their bedrooms. They're looking at people as they go down the street. They go, oh, I like that one over there. Okay, that's what these people are like. And there's a story about this college student who is really upset because they are creating, the college is creating this space. Special space for these weirdos, these wackos, these confused students who don't know if they're men or women or what they are. And this one student's complaining that, you know, that can you imagine they actually sent a man or men in who are actually identifying as men to upgrade, modify the dormitories so that these weirdos can live there? What they want? Homos to come and fix the plumbing and fix the walls and to fix. If you look around, you won't see too many homos in construction trades. It's right. It's too hard. It's too hard for them.
Yeah.
They're not, homos are generally not interested in manly type things. Gwyneth, comments?
Yeah, that's actually the truth. I've noticed that, you know. Anything that would be, this is the people who are not interested in building anything anyway. I've noticed that leftists generally, they're not interested in building anything. They're not interested in making anything. All that they can do is complain. And or join the blue team. That's the other thing that they're really, really good at. You know, they're good at being an organized gang of thugs. They're good at telling everybody else what to do. But with relation to any type of manual trade, whether it's being a plumber, an electrician, a painter and decorator, a bricklayer, a carpenter or framer, you know, cabinet maker, or even a gardener, a landscaper, a horticultural worker, you know, none of these trades have very many homosexual or deviant type people in them, because all of them require some degree of hard work, some degree of brains. What you will find, you'll find that they're basically, they own the acting industry. So I hate that word industry. Why do we use the word industry for something like acting? Because I'll tell you what, my dad was a tradesman, okay? He was a master engineer, and I grew up with industry being associated with a word like, you know, engineering, heavy, these, you know, factory. If it's a factory, it's an industry, okay? If it's a repair shop, whether it's light repairs, lawnmower repairs, or vehicle repairs, or heavy industry repairs, then that's an industry, okay? But acting, I would struggle to actually, you know, I don't think that should be called an industry, because what sort of industrial, what are you building, you know? Unless you could say that you're building films, then there's some sort of heavy trades there, like set design and that sort of thing. But, you know, as to building something to actually put on a store shelf, you know, like a production line, although I suppose it is more or less production lines now, you know, the film industry. There I go again. But, you know, I really object to that word.
Well, it's not just that. It's not just in the pretending world where people pretend to be something they're not, and they call them actors, right? The pretenders.
Yeah.
It's also in banking. When I was when I found myself in banking, designing computer systems in the 1980s for large banking corporations, I'd be in the president's office, and vice president of marketing would show up, and he'd just barge in and say, "Hey, we got a new product. This is a new product. We can release this new product." And I would think, how do you call some kind of a credit card type a product? And that's what banking refers to what they do as. They have products: checking accounts, savings accounts, credit cards.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, what do you have for today? I know you've got something very important that you'd like to share with us.
Yeah, it's just you've got to realize that we are here in Victoria, in Australia. I think I either emailed or sent a voice message to you earlier on in the week. I'm getting a little bit fed up with our state being mentioned in the same breath as North Korea. But not that I'm fed up with the person, but I'm a bit fed up with the circumstance, you know, because when people do it, they're only being honest, because that actually is how it is here, you know, and it's, you know, oh my gosh, you go to sleep one evening and you wake up in a place that is apartheid South Africa, crossed with communist China, crossed with North Korea, with a psychopathic dictator in charge. And that's basically what happened here in Victoria. And nobody likes the government. Nobody likes the police. Nobody likes Dictator Dan. And yet somehow they're all going along with it. And I can't get my mind around it. What planet are these people on? You know? If you went and held a, you know, got a bullhorn, I went and found Daniel Andrews' house and, you know, just decided to make your views known. You'd probably have 1,000 police show up. And they would all jump on top of you outside Dan's front gate. And Dan would be, if he was at home, he'd be sitting in his bedroom or in his living room or wherever. And he'd be, you know, he'd either have his cell phone out filming the whole thing, or he'd just be sitting there with that stupid psychopathic grin on his face looking at you. Well, 1,000, you know, SWAT team members and, you know, their samurai outfits jumped on top of you. Does, you know, if you, it, just can you imagine? Like, we were like you. We were exactly like you, wherever you are. And then we literally went to sleep one evening and we woke up and here we are. We're living in the most brutal totalitarian communist dictatorship on earth. It's like, even if, okay, if North Korea invaded, okay, and they somehow got rid of our government, and then they set up their own shop, we wouldn't have any electricity. Well, that'd be fine. You know, we just, I mean, I live off grid anyway, so I have my own electrical supply anyway, but people would deal with that. But then suddenly you would be allowed to open your coffee shops, and you might be able to, you might be able to start selling dogs again. That sounds stupid. That's how absurd it is. You know, people in Victoria cannot freely buy and sell dogs and puppies or cats. This is absurd. Without some sort of license or registration from the government. And it's like we have as much we have as much regulations on buying and selling dogs and cats in this state as what other people have for buying and selling used cars. That is about how it is. And I've had people who have been SWAT teamed by the dog and cat enforcement brigade, you know, for selling unlicensed dogs and cats. And they are absolutely brutal. And I think I mentioned on air once there was a man who, you know, he was breeding dogs. He had a commercial dog breeding, you know, business. And, you know, about 4 weeks after, he was SWAT teamed by the dog and cat enforcement people. Then he had a heart attack and died.
We'll be right back.
His wife was dead as well.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Floods unleashed by days of heavy rain have wrecked crops, blocked roads, and washed away bridges throughout India since Friday. Dozens of souls have lost their lives in the weather. Officials said on Wednesday rescue efforts continues for those stranded. There's big money in the vaccine business. Johnson & Johnson registered $502 million of global revenue from its COVID-19 vaccine in the third quarter, bringing year-to-date vaccine sales to $766 million. J&J, which sells the vaccine for $7.50 per dose, still expects to generate $2.5 billion of COVID vaccine sales this year. Production of the Ford Mustang Mach-E began in China on Monday as the automaker looks to expand to the world's largest market for electric vehicles. The SUV is being manufactured by Changan Ford Joint Venture Operation in the central Chinese city of Chongqing. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
With Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg away from his job for an extended paternity leave, the supply chain problems worsened in America. Pete made the TV circuit over the weekend. Mr. Buttigieg on CNN.
Even though I've been on paternity leave and I'm proud of it, obviously given the nature of my job, when you take a job like mine, you understand and accept that you're going to have to be available 24/7 depending on what's going on, and you're going to have to engage, and I did, even if that meant taking a phone call or making a decision from a hospital room. But I am so thankful for the phenomenal work that my colleagues at the Department of Transportation have done and are doing, and I'm thankful to be part of an administration that is walking the walk on our family values.
Montana Representative Republican Matt Rosendale on Newsmax Tuesday said Buttigieg is in over his head, and his previous experience as mayor of South Bend, Indiana, isn't enough.
They're grasping for excuses on how to explain away the supply chain problems. We've got ships that are anchored off of the coast of California. We've got shelves that are going empty. We've got Christmas just on the horizon. And we've got this administration putting out additional policies to make it even more difficult to keep our shelves filled up. They've got mandates that are going to keep truck drivers off the highway and dock workers off of the docks. And it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Instead of going out and trying to make sure that we can get these supply chains loosened up so that we can get shelves filled and people back to work again.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Really interesting. I got knocked off the air. You probably didn't notice it. Just as the break was starting at the bottom of the hour, total disconnect from the internet, and I scrambled, and then it came back after like 4 minutes. So it must be something that somebody said. But so I wrote this down, and it says it's just a few words. Don't feed the homos. And here's why I'm saying this. They cause a lot of problems. They're disruptive. They want everybody to know that they're degenerates, and they're really proud of it. They want to paint the sidewalks. They want flags. They want to have a flag flying at the Capitol. I mean, these are degenerate, sick, twisted people. And they feel that they're proud of their perversion. Now, think about that. It used to be they're embarrassed of their perversion. Not anymore. Now they're proud of it. So I bought I'm doing a framing job, meaning framing with wood. And my nail gun, and I'll talk about this a little bit more tomorrow. I have a Harbor Freight nail gun that I've had for about 15 years. And they stopped making the nails for it. And these are 28 degree, 131 thousandths of an inch thick nails. Really good nails, galvanized. And they're paper taped together, so they're collated with paper tape. So the hammer just hits these, slams these into the wood, and it really worked great. But I can't get nails for it anymore because they stopped making these paper collated nails. They make them wire collated, but they won't work in the nail gun. So I had to get a new nail gun. So I bought one by Boss Stitch. I bought a used one for about $100. And typically they're like $300 for one of these nail guns. So I found a really good condition used one. I bought it, and as soon as it arrived, I bought the nails, and I'm going to be using it today. Well, here's the point. Do you think that Homo Anderson has a nail gun, a framing nail gun? How about Homo Pete? How about Homo Barney Frank? Do you think they own a framing nail gun? Do you think they know how to frame? Do you think they know how to put up a wall, sheetrock, tape, drywall, plumbing, heating, wiring, electrical, automotive diagnosis? Do you think they're men? Do you think, or are they just talkers? I think they're just talkers. Now, Homo Pete is the U.S. Transportation Secretary. He's been on maternity leave. He is a guy. He's a male who's a homosexual, and he's been on maternity leave for 2 months. The United States transportation system is in free fall. It's in collapse. The supply chain is broken more than it's ever been broken before. In every conceivable product area and raw material ingredient. Styrofoam, carbon dioxide, fuel, diesel, plastic, wheat, rice, everything you can think of is in short supply, including which something that's almost unavailable in across the entire United States, which is automatic transmission fluid, ATF plus four for Chryslers and Dodges. And this guy is saying he's really happy with all the good he's done. He's proud of it. He said he's proud of it. He's proud of his abysmal failure, and he's proud to be associated with the stumblebum and the rest of the people surrounding the stumblebum, the demolition team of the United States of America. He's proud to be part of it. Don't feed the homos. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's, I was almost lost for words when I heard that news report where he said that he was proud of his work. And I said to myself, work? I don't think that guy's done a day's work in his entire life. I really don't. You know, other people have farms. A lot of people have farms around here, and you have a farm. Okay, but I have a cactus farm, and this afternoon, or the last few days, I have been pretty well occupied propagating cactuses. And these cactuses are 3 and 4 feet tall. So I go and I find a big cactus, and I go and I get my hacksaw, and I cut one of the branches off of these Nepal cactuses. This is Opuntia ficus indica, the prickly pear cactuses. You cut a branch off of them, you dig a hole, you put the branch into the ground, and you backfill it, and then within a month, and you give it some water, and then within a month, it'll start to grow roots. And then you've got a 3-foot-tall cactus immediately growing, and it will make fruit. It will make some fruit that year, and it will be fully loaded with fruit probably the following year. Now, it's not, yeah, it might sound an easy job, but these things are prickly. They're called prickly pears for a reason. And they're heavy. Would Homo Pete go out there and propagate out prickly, heavy fruit that might drop bits and pieces on you? I don't think he would. You know, would he even own a spade to go and dig a hole to plant one of these things? I don't think he would, you know. And I'm looking at my horses standing in the paddocks, and I'm thinking to myself, gosh, I'd better propagate out some fodder plants for them so that in 6 months' time they'll have something to eat. So I have another sort of succulent here, which I found out that the horses really enjoy, and that's called Triaeonium. And, you know, Triaeoniums, they don't have prickles. But once again, you cut a branch off of them, you dig a hole, you prop them in the ground, you backfill the hole, you give it some water, and within 6 months, it's a full-sized other Triaeonium plant. You know, or maybe if you put in just a little floret instead of a big branch, then maybe it'll take a year to get that size, you know, because you're starting off with a smaller creature. But, you know, would he even know how to do that? Just, you know, cut a branch off of a cactus or a succulent and then go and dig a hole and put the cactus or the succulent in the hole and then you know, give it some water and then, you know, then it will grow and make another cactus. And when I do this, I generally do, you know, 10, 20, 30 at a time, which may not sound like a lot, but like I said, these things are big and they're heavy. And the Triaeoniums are not big or heavy, you know, when you plant them. But the prickly pear cactuses, the way I do it, with cutting off a whole branch of one of these cactuses, digging a hole, putting it in the ground, they certainly are. And why do I do this? Because the juice sells for $20 a litre, and the fruit sells for $20 a box. Yeah, it's a styrofoam fruit box of the sort that you get in the greengrocers, or they sell wholesale for $20 a box. And, you know, they're so easy to grow. They require very little care. Why wouldn't you around here? You know, that's what grows here. They grow really well here. And I've had farmers come around and see my place and, you know, have a bit of a freak out and say, what are you doing here? Because they regard them as being a nuisance pest. But I say, no, $20 a $20 a box at the greengrocers is not to be sneezed at, you know, when they require no care. But Dan Andrews, would he do that? No. All that he knows how to do is close down coal-fired power station, you know, stop people from having their, you know, businesses, cafes, puppy breeding, just about cat breeding, just about anything else that you could imagine. You know, there was a guy and he had a film on YouTube this afternoon and he was showing the shops around Melbourne. There's no shops left in the middle of Melbourne. They're all shut, you know. And like I say, he's probably sitting at home patting himself on the back thinking what a wonderful job he's done. No, he's killed our state. He's absolutely killed our state, you know. Everybody hates him, and people need to stop going along with him. I'm not inciting anybody to do anything, you know. But people just need to take a stock of what he's doing and to realize that he is a communist dictator who would make Mao blush. He absolutely is. He is a really, really, really evil person, and he is planning a genocide on this state. And you need to think what is going to be your response when it's your family members that are in his firing line maybe literally. What's going to be, how are you going to feel when it's your family members whose lives are being put in danger by this evil piece of work, you know? And you might not live in Victoria. You probably don't live in Victoria. But like I said, yesterday we were you. That means tomorrow you could be us. That means that there's somebody in your area who's the type of twisted psychopath that Daniel Andrews is. And somebody on the Alex Jones show said it really well. They used, you know, used a turn of phrase, which I really like, which really makes sense to me. Okay, I think it was actually Alex Jones said this. But he said, these people are like shark teeth. You take one out and another one steps into the place. So going out and hurting Dan will only turn him into a martyr, and there'll be some evil moron standing right behind him who would be more than happy to step right into his shoes. And, you know, and it will just continue on, because it's not about Dan Andrews, although he's evil and although he needs to burn in hell. I'm saying that as a statement of fact. I'm saying that as a statement of religion and statement of fact. I'm not saying that as a cuss, Vincent. I'm saying that he needs to cease this mortal plane of existence and go to his eternal home. Does that make sense, Vincent?
That's not just him. He's got a lot of peers all across the globe,
yeah,
and in the United States. So, Gwyneth, there's only one way I can think of that people can peacefully use the rules that were written by the elite for their benefit. There's only one way I can think of resisting, which is one major way. And when we come back, I'll flesh this out a little bit. And there's a way that you can resist, and you won't be arrested for it, and you won't be highlighted in the media for it. You can just keep a low profile, and you can do it, and it is a form of massive resistance. I'll tell you what it is when we come back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life.
Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, and we're talking about oppression. And there's a way that you can be part of the resistance, the unregulated, unorganized resistance. And the way you do it, if you choose to do it, is you change your occupation. You change your passion. So you get rid of that job, and you become a farmer. When you become a farmer, there are many advantages that you will have that the GDP does not have. For example, if you're talking about someone who goes to work, and let's say they wear a suit to work. Well, that suit is paid for after taxes. Okay, their shoes, their socks, their belt, their hat, you know, all the things that they spend money on are paid with their after-tax earnings. A farmer can buy things legitimately and comply with the tax code and buy things that are tax deductions, meaning before taxes. And what are they? Well, let me just give you a couple examples. Clothing, shoes, shovels, picks, chainsaws. You know, of course, your belt, garden hoses, tractors, implements, fencing, animals, animal feed, your computer, your phone, and etc. And I've talked about this. It's been deleted by YouTube, but I did at least 7 one-hour seminars on the radio, classes on the radio on how to do this. And it's absolutely above board. I use the IRS's publication. I use their words. And I've been audited at least 10 times by those guys. And they've stopped. And I think they have figured out that when they audit me, it's an exercise in futility on their part. And it's an entertainment event for me. Because I actually look forward to it. I look forward to doing battle with these guys and eviscerating them. I really do. It's a real challenge. But what they don't understand is unlike the average person that they audit, I'm prepared. I don't have to hire anybody. I know what we have done in our tax preparation. I am ready before the audit. I'm ready when I mail it in on April 15th. I'm ready for the audit right then and there. I'm expecting it. And I'm disappointed year after year after year because they don't audit me. I'm prepared for it. I don't cheat. I don't lie. I use their code to the best advantage of me. Because if I don't, I'm giving them hard-earned money that they don't deserve and they will squander. And here's an interesting point. Now, we're going on our 11th year of broadcasting here at USA Prepares. I've been teaching this, and not once, not in person, and not on the radio. Has anybody challenged me? No one has said, Vincent, Mr. Finelli, I think you're wrong. Not once. Now, why is that? Because I'm not wrong. They know that. They know that if they read the publication 17 at irs.gov, pub 17, P-U-B space 17. That's the shortest way you can find it. It will tell you how to do it. It's a couple hundred pages, but the meat of it's probably only like 30 pages. It's the tax code that you can use to avoid paying taxes. Now, avoiding paying taxes is not illegal. It is absolutely above board, avoiding paying taxes. Just like I can avoid potholes by taking a different road. It's not illegal to avoid potholes, and it's not illegal to avoid taxes. It's illegal to evade taxes. Okay? So there's a distinction. One's legal, one's not. I take the legal road, and I don't pay those scoundrels 1 cent more than I have to. Not 1 cent. And if it's a question of whether that cent is mine or theirs, I'm taking it. That's how close I cut it. And you can do the same thing too. Rich, Gwyneth, I, Norm, Sheely, Dr. Sheely, Kyle, we've all talked about these kinds of things. How you can buy things and pay less by not giving the government excess that they would love you to be giving them through ignorance. I'm not ignorant when it comes to the tax code because it's my money. I'd love to hear Gwyneth's comments when we come back. But, you know, if you think about it, just like I say, don't feed the homos. Don't feed the government any more than you have to. I don't. Imagine buying a four-wheeler for your farm and have it be a tax deduction. Imagine that. Imagine buying dogs to protect yourself and have them be tax deductions. And dog food and vet bills and the leash and the collar.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.